Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Welcome to the King of Hearts podcast, hosted by me, Kiara King. I love to talk about boys. I love to talk about relationships. And I guess today is the day that we're launching King of Hearts podcast, which is crazy. I can't believe the day has come. This has been 3 years of me thinking and wanting to make a podcast, and now I'm doing it. And it's just like, oh my God, I hope it goes well. And I hope you actually enjoy listening to what I have to say.
If you love me, let me fly away. Maybe I'll come back to you. Maybe I won't.
So yeah, we're here. And finally, this is the first episode. So thank you for joining me. I'm going to be learning as much as you. And we're going to just be learning together on this journey of self-discovery, love, relationships, learning through heartbreak. The whole of King of Hearts podcast is basically, well, King of Hearts is... My surname's King, obviously, and it's about love. So King of Hearts podcast, actually, I was in Vegas with my friends, Max and Andrew, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to name it. I want it to be about love. I want it to be about relationships, dating, love, heartbreak, healing, like everything around love. And I was like, I don't know what to call it. That's not like basic. And then Andrew was like, King of Hearts. And I was like, isn't that a bit casino-y? And he was like, no, as long as you don't make it casino-y, it's fine. Because it kind of sounds a bit like a poker game. But I was like, do you know what? King of Hearts is kind of strong and it represents me and it represents what I want to be talking about on all these episodes with you. That's how the name was born. Thanks, Max and Andrew, very much for that. The reason I wanted to start the podcast was basically, as you may know, if you follow me already, I started making TikToks and content about boys. Well, I actually was a singer before I was a content creator. And I basically wanted to promote my music. And my ex-boyfriend was like, why don't you get on TikTok? Like, my little cousin's on it. And I was like, what the hell is TikTok? And why are all these 13-year-olds using it? Turns out now everyone's using it. So thank you very much to my ex-boyfriend for that. So yeah, I got onto TikTok and I was trying to promote me as a musician. And obviously, for some reason, no one cared. No one gave a shit about that side. So I was like, you know what? Let's try another angle. I just made a stupid random video about like boys and like dating. And then that went viral. And I was like, okay, let me do a bit more of this. And it just all kind of went from there. Like all my videos that I was talking about boys, relationships, dating, all went viral. And I was like, oh shit, like people are actually relating to what I'm going through in my dating life. And then where it really took off was when I went through my first heartbreak with my ex 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, in 2020. So that was like 4 years ago. Time flies. And I went through my first ever heartbreak. So I fell in love for the first time. I documented that on TikTok, and then I got heartbroken for the first time. And I documented that on TikTok as well, crying, all of it. It was quite vulnerable. And I have been super vulnerable on the app. I've been super vulnerable on Instagram, on all social media. And it seems the moments where I was most vulnerable, loads of people actually related to my pain, which is like really sad. But at least I didn't feel like I was alone, and everyone that watched the videos felt not alone either. So I was like, oh shit, maybe I could actually help even more, like young girls, guys, whoever's going through like heartbreak or doesn't know how to deal with dating. And it's really hard out there, guys. It's not easy. And I was like, maybe I should start a podcast where I can actually delve deeper into like each topic, heartbreak, healing. I'm going to talk about my experiences with heartbreak and actually go deeper into how I dealt with heartbreak and the feelings with that and how alone I felt. And then also going through the feelings of dating again and how shit that was, and dating apps and how really shit they are as well. And also like different relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, also more into like intimate problems like sexuality and sexual health, which I think is so important, which I haven't really spoken about on social media. And I feel like in a 6 second TikTok, I can't really explain fully a subject. And I feel like this is why the podcast was born, because essentially I just want to help whoever watches the podcast, men, women, gay, straight, anyone who wants help, because I feel like with love, it's such a universal topic and so relatable to everyone. Love is always going to be around, and heartbreak's always going to be around, whoever you are. You know, whether you're a 65-year-old man or you're a 13-year-old girl who's just had her first crush, I feel like this is such a universal topic and I'm so interested to talk about it. I just love love. I'm such a hopeless romantic. That's why this was born. I hope that you get something from this, if it's anything, and you learn something from me, from my experiences with love, from my experiences with dating, from my awful, some really bad experiences, but also some really good experiences. And just, you know, I'm going to take your hand along on this journey with me, and hopefully I'll be learning from you too. We're going to be having guests as well. It's not just going to be me. It's going to be others as well, talking about their problems, about their interesting subjects. We're going to get some very interesting characters on this podcast, so stay tuned. But yeah, let's get right into it.
We're just going to take a pause there and we'll be back after this break. Do you want to know the best way to learn a language? I speak 5, and the best way to learn those languages is actually living in the place where you can learn the language, like in Spain, Italy, France. Live there and you'll learn it just by being immersed in it. However, if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Babbel has super convenient courses which help you learn real life conversation skills, not just like in a classroom with the teacher telling you, hello, how are you? They're going to give you real life skills, how to order food, ask for directions, speak to like in the market when you're shopping without having to consult language apps and going online, which is kind of time consuming. You can actually learn through Babbel with their courses on actually how to conveniently speak to people day to day, which is what we need anyway. That's actually what we're going to learn a language for, to speak to people on a day-to-day basis. The lessons are actually super quick, like 10 minutes. It's not going to take all your time, and you can learn 200 languages, okay? That's a lot of languages to learn. I know 5, and clearly I don't know enough. The good thing about Babbel, it's actually designed by real people for real conversations, not those, I would like some cheese. I don't think it's very useful knowing what cheese means. I would like to know, how do I get to the shops, or how do I get to the discotheque? I want to know how to get to the club. Babbel can help you to have those real life conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/heart. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/heart, spelled BABBEL.com/heart. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello.
I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating our 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
So today is the start of the pod, but today is also the day of love. It's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is either a very depressing day, happy day, sad day, friendship day, hate men day. Today, last year, I was in my heartbreak phase. So I just went through a breakup. So Valentine's Day last year, I was literally sat with my girlfriend just being heartbroken. That was not so fun. And if you're going through heartbreak right now, I really feel for you. I was literally in your shoes last year. And this year is a little bit different. I'm actually in a relationship now. We've been together for, 9 months. We got together in May. So yeah, now I'm in a relationship. So it's very different how I was feeling a year ago. So just, this is a little, lesson to learn that how you're feeling now is not how you're going to feel in a year. So if you're feeling really low and depressed and sad that you're alone or you're going through heartbreak or someone's broken your heart or a situationship isn't answering your text, just know that a year from now, you could be in the best relationship of your life. Just a little PSA right there. And with Valentine's Day, we talk about love, as this is the whole theme of the podcast. And because today is the first podcast also, I want to do a really broad topic today, and we're going to start with a controversial quote. Every week I've decided I'm going to do a controversial quote about love. So this week's controversial quote is, "We accept the love we think we deserve." This is an interesting one. It's by Stephen Chbosky. He's an American screenwriter, and he said that quote, and I was like, oh my God. At first I would have thought that's not true, because I agree and disagree with the quote of like, we accept the love we think we deserve, because obviously you could be in an abusive relationship and no one deserves that, no one should accept that. And you could be in a really manipulative, emotionally abusive relationship and obviously get out of that and you shouldn't accept that. However, on the other side, like generally speaking, because I relate to this quote, I really did accept the love that I felt I deserved. For so many years, I'd been struggling like with insecurities, with really low self-esteem. And I feel like when you struggle with low self-esteem and like not thinking that you're good enough, you're always going to accept the bare minimum, because you're like, no, he messaged me back like 12 hours later. So like, that's fine. Like, I deserve that. And I even felt like I deserved being treated badly, because I was like, I don't treat myself well. So why should anyone else treat me well? I actually really agree with that quote. We accept the love that we think we deserve, because now that I've worked on myself and my self-esteem and my self-worth, I'm going to talk about this so much in the future episodes about how I actually increased my self-worth and how I actually increased like accepting myself more and loving myself more. The kind of treatment that I accepted, the standards got up here. Before, the standards were all the way down to the floor, like even lower than the floor, 5 levels down. And now that I actually appreciate myself and know I'm worth something and I know I deserve the best treatment ever, I will only ever accept good treatment, princess treatment, as we like to say on TikTok. But it's true. I will only accept princess treatment because I treat myself now like a princess. Does that make sense? If I treat myself like shit, I'm gonna accept someone else treating me like shit. So I wanna go into now things that I've learned so far in my life about love, because today is Valentine's Day and today is about love. Whether you love love or hate love, today is about love. Whether you like it or not, it's Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So let's talk about it. Number one, if you're getting extreme highs and lows in the relationship that you're in, that's not love. That's not passion. That's anxiety. That is pure games. When I was in my previous relationship of 2 years, I was with my ex and we were like on and off for 2 years. And I really thought he was the love of my life, because it was so up and down, because the lows were so low that even if it was like an average high, for me, that was like, oh my God, like he messaged me back on time. Like, girl, I mean, like looking at myself before, I'm like, what the hell
was I thinking? And I thought that was love, but it wasn't. It was like anxious attachment. It was, I was so obsessed and I so needed his validation that I was sick and worried all the time. I lost weight because I was so anxious. I was waking up every morning with caterpillars in my stomach, like they weren't butterflies. They were literal caterpillars because I would beg him to like message and call me and I would be crying down the phone and he'd be like, okay, okay, okay. And the next morning I never got any messages for at least like 12 hours. And I was just like, those lows made the highs so much higher, but those highs and lows are not normal in a healthy relationship. And actual true love, no one's going to make you feel like that. When you're really like true love is going to add value to your life. And true love is not going to make you feel like you're on a sickening roller coaster where you're up and then you're worried when you're going to come down again and when you're going to go up again and when you're going to go down again. It's not normal to be on this emotional roller coaster. And I think we fantasize and glamorize this whole like, oh my God, like it's so passionate and it's such a whirlwind romance. But those whirlwind romances that are so high sped and so like up and down and crazy, they always end in a car crash. They always end so abruptly and so toxically and like ends up with one person blocking the other or like on such bad terms or cheating and stuff like that. That's not love. That's games. That's immaturity. That's just not being self-aware and it's unfair and it's just pure games. Okay. So that's what I learned about love and what is actually not love and what is love over the last few years. And obviously I'm 25. I can't say I'm an expert on love. I'm not a psychologist, but I can only speak from my own experience of love and heartbreak and healing and just being in different relationships. So let's move on to number two. This one is so classic, but it is so true. And a cliche is a cliche for a reason. Okay. If he wanted to, he would. I'm not just saying that because everyone else is saying that and their neighbor is saying it because it's true. The cliche is usually always true. If he wanted to, he would. The amount of times that I begged for the bare minimum in my previous relationships for a text message, for someone to reply on time, for someone not to leave me for 2 days without speaking to me, and just leaving me out. And you're just like, oh my God, they haven't messaged me. Like, what are they doing? Or like, they haven't messaged me all night because they're out with their friends and they haven't even bothered to say like, it's okay, babe, I'm safe, I'm fine. Like, everything's okay, you can go to sleep. This is the bare minimum. And I was just like, you know, thinking that it was okay. But now that I'm in this like, in a healthy relationship now, now that I see how I'm being treated now by my current boyfriend, I'm like, oh my God, if he wanted to, he seriously would. Like my boyfriend literally flew from Turkey to London because I called him up saying, I feel really ill, I feel really sick. And like, I'm not feeling very well. And he was like, I'm coming over right now to look after you. He flew from Turkey to London, 4-hour flight. It's not a small thing, you know, it's not a small gesture. Like, a man, if he really wants to do something, he's going to do it. If he really cares about you, he's going to do everything in his power to make you feel good. And if he doesn't really care about you, unfortunately, he's not going to do what you want him to do because he doesn't really care. If a guy is giving you mixed signals, unfortunately, he doesn't care enough. A man will show you if he cares about you through his actions, not his words. Women, we love words, but men, if they want to show that they are like serious about you, they're not going to give you words. They're actually going to give you action. And that I had to learn as well. Like if he wanted to, he really, really would. Okay, next thing. This is a weird one because I'm still learning this right now in my current relationship. Because I had this idea in my head about like what actually is love. What is that feeling of love? And my idea of what love used to be is definitely not what love is now. I thought that love was this like fairy tale description that they show in the Disney movies of like love at first sight, of like that Prince Charming that's gonna sweep you off your feet, of that guy who's just gonna fix all of your problems because you have so many problems and I have so many problems. And that once I meet that one guy, he's going to come here and he's going to sweep me off my feet and we're going to ride off into the distance and my life is going to be perfect for the rest of my life because I've met the love of my life and now my ending is complete. Really sorry to break it to you. That's not really how it works and that's not real. And I had to come to that understanding as I was healing from my past relationship because I realized that in a good way, actually, love is not actually those like highs and lows of that like, oh my God, like I would literally die for you kind of love. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be, I mean, obviously love is different for everyone, but romantic love, what I found, like real love is unconditional. There's no conditions to love. There's no ifs, no buts, no if you do this, then I'll love you. If he buys me a gift, then I'll love him. If I buy him a gift, then he'll love me. What I was doing was I actually, in my past relationships, I was buying my ex-boyfriend's love because I didn't think I was worthy. So what I would do, I would buy them tons of Christmas presents. I would buy them the nicest birthday presents for their birthday. I'd do everything in my power to like gift them. And maybe gifting isn't my love language, but I was just like doing it everything. I was jumping through all the hoops because I thought that's how I would get them to love me. But it doesn't work like that. Love is unconditional. Love, it will always be there. And also, love is not this like explosive. It might be in the beginning. It's not this explosive, I would kill for you and I would die for you and I would not be able to breathe without you. That's not really what real love is. I feel like that's more infatuation. Real love is more of a calm knowing. A calm, deep understanding that this person really cares about you. And love, actually, for me, is less in the words and more in the actions. Like, my exes used to just chat a load of shit. Like, you know, you're going to be my wife one day. I'm going to marry you. I'm going to do this for you. Like, basically just love bombing, you know? But none of those words actually, like, had any concrete actions behind them. Whereas now, in my current relationship, he never says, like, obviously he says, I love you, but he's never like, I'm going to do this for you and I'm going to do that for you and I'm going to take you here and I'm going to take you there. He doesn't do any of that. I don't even ask him. He just does it. He puts the action in. You know, there was once I was flying back from New York. I was coming back from work back to London and I was like, oh, I really miss you and whatever. And like, I'm going back to London and then I'm not going to see you because we're in a long distance relationship. And he's like, oh, that's really sad. Like, I won't see you for another week. And like, I get to the airport, I land in London and I get to the arrivals and he's there with flowers. Like, he surprised me at the arrivals. And for me, it's like, honestly, I love the arrivals at Heathrow Airport. If you know, I'm like such a hopeless romantic. Like, I just love people like greeting each other at the arrivals in the airport. I think it's just so sweet, like family members, friends, like lovers, whatever. And like, he listened to that and he actually did it. He did it. He flew into London like 4 hours before I did. And he got to the arrivals with flowers and he was there. That is an act of love. That is really love. Like that is, it's all in the actions, you know? And I'm not saying that that love at first sight isn't real. It is real, but it's very, very, very rare to get that whole love at first sight thing. And most of the time, the reality of it is you don't really know if you love someone for the first like 2 seconds of meeting them. You learn to love someone and you get to know someone and then you love them. Because how can you love someone that you don't know? You can obviously be physically attracted to them. Yeah, that's for sure. When I first met my boyfriend, I was like, oh my God, he's so fit. I was like, wow, he's really nice. Yeah. But I wasn't in love with him at first sight. No, it took me time, especially because I had been heartbroken and I had, you know, in a sense, even now, I still do kind of a little bit have my walls up in my current relationship because I feel like when you're heartbroken that bad, you're never going to be the same after that. And like, I put my walls up so high because I was like, I physically can't go through that pain again. It was like being torn up into a million pieces and putting back the pieces together. And it takes time. In a sense, like my current relationship is also healing me. I feel like you can, you know, I will say this in future episodes, like, you know, you have to heal on your own and whatever. you can get to a certain point healing on your own, but actually being in a really healthy relationship can also accelerate that healing, because that partner is going to teach you what it's like to be actually treated well. So this is kind of what my current relationship is. He's literally healing me from the inside out. And I know that's so cringe, but that's kind of what is happening and what I'm learning at the moment. The last thing I learned about love so far in my life, stop expecting a guy to give you everything. Like, stop expecting a guy to give you all the love that you need. If you put that expectation on another person, that's like way too much pressure. I used to think, oh my God, you know, romantic love is all I need. And like, that love is going to push me. And that's going to be like the be all and end all. And I, all the love I need is going to be from my partner. But that's also not true. Love really is all around. Like, you know, the Love Actually quote by Hugh Grant. Love actually is all around. It actually is all around. Obviously, like, I love my boyfriend, don't get me wrong. And like, I get that love from him. But it's not like that, oh my God, like all-encompassing love. I also get my love from my friends. And you can get your love from your family. And you don't just have to get your love from a boyfriend. You can get your love from dogs, from cats, from animals, from nature. Love literally is all around. You can even get love from food. I love food so much, and I get so much love from food and from my dog. Like, I don't need all of that from my boyfriend. And it would be a little bit toxic to expect all the love that you get in your life from a boyfriend or a partner or a husband or a situationship. It's just too much. I can't expect my boyfriend to give me all the love that I need in my life. It's just not feasible. It's not realistic. Being in this current relationship, I feel like I'm balancing all of my relationships and like realizing that love really is all around, and that I don't need to expect everything and anything from my boyfriend. I don't need to expect all that love from him. I can get it from my family. I can get it from my friends. I can get it from like literally nature, going out for a walk, like, all of that is love. It doesn't just have to be romantic. And I feel like in today's society, we're pressured so much to like put all of that into a partner and expect all of those things from a boyfriend. And that's just not realistic. Like, your boyfriend can't give you everything. Your girlfriend cannot give you everything. And it's also unfair for that person to give you everything, because when they like have a bad day or something, you can't just be like, oh my God, that's it. That's everything. Like, you just like, you're the worst person in the whole world. Like, where am I going to get my love from now? What happens if you break up? You know, it's not the end of the world. If you don't put all of your expectations on one person, then they're less likely to disappoint you. So like, spread your love all around. Yeah, those are like all the things that I've learned so far about love in my mid-20s. Obviously, I don't know everything in the world, but I can only speak from experience. And I hope that resonated with you. I hope you took some of those things home. And I know some of these are kind of like dream crushers. Like, love is not this fairy tale. It is. It's also a fairy tale. Like, I have that fairy tale with my boyfriend, but it's not that like anxiety, butterflies, which is anxiety in my stomach, that like drenching like anxiousness and like nervousness and like constantly being on the edge of your seat. That's not love, that's anxiety. And like, I had to learn that this year and the year before that. I love love, and I'm such a hopeless romantic. And I just think if you see life with the glass half full, it's just so much better. And that goes for relationships, friendships, your relationship with yourself. Like, the moment you start to see that love actually is like all around, it doesn't have to just be in a relationship, then you'll start to be happier and like being less expectant of everyone else. I hope you enjoyed this love-filled episode about love and all things about that. And if you want to subscribe or watch the next ones to keep in the loop, we're going to be putting out episodes every Wednesday, which is crazy. And I can't believe this is actually happening. Thank you for listening. And I'll hopefully see you next week. Maybe I won't.